In response to the coronavirus pandemic, the residents of Bradford sprang into action early. WPSU's Christine Allen reports on how a Bradford Facebook group is connecting volunteer helpers with those in need.
Bradford has relatively few cases of COVID-19. As of Tuesday, McKean County had just 5 cases, according to the Pennsylvania Department of Health. But Chelsea Place of Bradford knew a lockdown would create a need for other kinds of help. She's a founder of the Facebook group called Helping Bradford PA During Coronavirus.
When all of this started to happen and they closed down the schools, I was just very concerned knowing the poverty rate in McKean County. We're the 4th highest county by poverty rate, and how many kids qualify for free lunch and everything. I was just really concerned that people in the community would be struggling to feed their families during this time.
Place started with a post on her own Facebook page offering to buy some groceries for people in need.
Then one of my friends, Marty Wilder, had made a comment suggesting that maybe we could make this into a Facebook group.
They did, and the Helping Bradford Facebook group caught on fast.
I never thought in my wildest dreams it would grow to the size that it is today. And it grew like overnight. We had 500 members in like a day. It was crazy how quickly things really developed.
The Facebook group now has over 1,500 members. Posts on the page range from updates from Bradford Regional Medical Center to food drive information to posts about organizing volunteers to make and deliver face masks.
People have really stepped up in the community and activated around making sure that nobody goes without. And then more recently, since everything started with the masks, we've been really active on making sure that all of the businesses that are still open in town have masks for their employees. And we're also trying to get masks to the different hospitals and medical facilities, as well as the police station and firefighters in the region.
One of the mask makers is Dania Denig of Bradford. She's a holistic health practitioner and massage therapist. Denig says she'd been making masks since the end of March for some healthcare workers she knows, as well as friends and family.
And then I got involved in the Facebook group, and people are texting me and calling me and emailing me all day long. Can I get 4? Can I get 3? My parents need a couple.
Denig says the Facebook group's mask team is prolific.
There's about 17, maybe 20 of us. I myself, to date, have made probably about 500.
Denig's holistic health practice is closed now, so she's unemployed. Her own future is uncertain, but she's pouring herself into the mask project to help take care of others.
Every time I make a mask, I think of the person that might be getting it. It gives me some sort of hope that I'm able to contribute, even now when I can't contribute what I used to. So it helps me get through, but it's tough.
Yolanda Chido of Bradford joined the mask-making team after a good friend of hers, who's a medical worker, asked for a favor.
She contacted me. She was very upset. She's like, you know, I was wondering if you could help me. And I was like, well, sure, you know, I'll do anything for you. What do you need?
She needed Chido to sew her hundreds of masks.
And I kind of chuckled, and I'm like, you're kidding, right?
Chido didn't know how to sew, but she wasn't about to disappoint her friend. She later made this video posted on the Helping Bradford Facebook page.
I remember saying to her, well, geez, I can't sew. You know, when I was 13 years old in home economics, I sewed my grandmother's pant legs together. So I don't know if you want me sewing.
But she went on YouTube and found some sewing videos. Someone donated a sewing machine to her, and she joined the mask makers.
We sit in front of our sewing machines anywhere from 10 to 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. We don't take time off. Some of us have slept at our sewing machine.
This is all just so organic. That's what I think is really powerful about this.
Carolyn Newhouse is executive director of Bradford Area Alliance, a group of local organizations and businesses that works on community and economic development. She says the help provided by Bradford's Facebook group goes well beyond making masks.
People were posting like, hey, I could use some help with food. We noticed that we had a lot of food insecurity, and so we had a food drive.
Newhouse says they had volunteers, including the Bradford Area Lions Club, storing, packing, and delivering the food, all while paying attention to social distancing. But not everyone wants to make a public request for food, so Newhouse says the group decided to establish the Bradford Cares hotline
to assist those impacted by coronavirus in a very confidential way. Then we had volunteers manning that hotline.
And Newhouse says the hotline can also be a resource for information, like how to file for unemployment. The hotline and the Facebook page have brought Bradford area residents all kinds of assistance and a sense of community. Chelsea Place, the founder of the Helping Bradford Facebook page, says seeing that community spirit keeps her grounded.
You can get so caught up in all of the negative and all of the craziness that's going on. And at the end of the day, when I can look and see how much good we've done, it really helps me stay positive and helps me have a better outlook on humanity.
I'm Christine Allen, WPSU.